friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 20th, 2025 edition. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, not choosing to use a polling company, but basically conducting her own survey, her own poll, based on people who have signed up to be receiving her communications emails. Among people on the governor's news communications list, they were asked about the roads here in the state of Michigan. Well, of those who responded, 57% believe that Michigan's roads have improved over the past 5 years. And 81% believe more taxes paid at the pump should go directly to the roads. Another 72% of nearly the 1,000 respondents to the governor's survey also said they believe that it's very important. 72 out of 4 people said it was very important to come up with a long-term bipartisan road funding solution this year. Only 17% said that a permanent road funding solution was somewhat important, and 3% said it wasn't important at all. The remaining 8% weren't clear. They weren't sure. Basically, they didn't even understand the question. Now, these results of the survey, Whitmer said, my office sent out last Friday, coming back yesterday, Tuesday, are very clear. People want the legislature to pass a bipartisan plan to fix state and local roads as soon as possible. The second question asked the respondents if they were worried the roads and bridges are going to fall into disrepair if the legislature didn't pass additional road funding this year. 64% of the majority said they were very concerned about that happening. 23% said somewhat concerned. Well, Governor Whitmer says that at the end of this year, 2025, road construction season, there would be 24,500 lane miles of roads and 1,900 bridges repaired since she's taken office. In the survey, she also asked respondents if recently completed road improvements made it easier or safer for them to get around. Simple yes or no answer was the choices. 64% of the majority said yes. 36% said no. Now, there was also two questions asking what road conditions mean and why rebuilding roads was important and why did it matter to them. Well, overall, Governor Whitmer said, while people acknowledge the progress we've made over the last 5 years, they also shared hundreds of stories about how much poor road conditions cost them. Flat tires, bent wheels, and alignments were the top three problems, issues they listed? How much safer would they feel? Very simply put, if we kept our foot off the accelerator, we'll be okay. But as soon as we give it gas, we have problems. Well, Whitmer said, we must keep our foot on the accelerator in order to come up with a bipartisan, permanent road funding solution. End quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, here is the conundrum she's in. Whitmer actually wants to work with Matt Hall and his Republican majority in the House, more so than she does with the 19 state Senate Democrats. Why? Because the Republicans are saying, there is no way in hell, lady, we're going to increase taxes. We are not going to increase taxes in this state budget upcoming for fiscal year 2026 in any way, shape, or form, so you can forget it. It's off the table. Well, that hard of a stand, showing no flexibility, no room for negotiation, no room for compromise, isn't going to happen, lady. We are going to divert funds that we disagree with. Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund, which is, thank God, sunsetting this year in this budget. All that money needs to go toward the roads. We need all of the taxes paid at the pump to go to roads and bridges. Right now, a good portion of it goes to the school aid fund. Well, House Republicans say that they can find the money in the budget to replace the school aid fund. While many are still arguing, wait a minute, wasn't the lottery supposed to go towards the schools? So why are our tax dollars at the gas pumps going to the schools? I've been arguing that for years. Additionally, they can make cuts. They can save money in other areas. It's very, very, very simple. That's the House Republican majority's position. That is being led by the Speaker, Matt Hall. Well, the Senate Democrats, all they want to do is raise taxes. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to raise taxes. She wants large corporations to pay their fair share because she believes large corporations use the roads in delivering their raw materials. When they manufacture something, they then put it on a truck and ship it out. Well, that's who should be paying more in taxes. House Republicans are saying, no, not going to happen. So she's got a problem. So she is trying to put out her own spin on this using 1,000 respondents to her survey. Actually, if you read the methodology in which she put out the survey, this was a push poll. They actually teed up the questions in such a way to get the numbers she was looking for. Well, here's the problem. They need to sit down and figure this out. And if the House Republicans are saying, you want a permanent road funding deal, these are the components it must have. And if you're not going to do it, we're not going to vote for it. And that's why I believe they're probably going to end up not having a budget at the stroke of midnight on September 30th. We're 41 days away, folks. And it's not going to happen. Not unless the governor and the Senate Democrats, 19 state Senate Democrats, get on board with what the House majority wants. And honestly, they're so far apart, I don't think there's a possibility of a compromise before September 30th. Well, the Republicans have already passed a $20 billion continuing resolution of the current budget this year, 2025. There would basically be enough money to keep the government open for a short period of time. So are they, the Senate Democrats and the governor, going to end up being forced to extend the current budget? Or are they going to leave the line in the sand and not adopt the House continuing resolution? That is going to be the question. And frankly, I'm looking at these numbers, not really that impressed with her survey. Could possibly agree that 72% of the people feel that we have to come up with a long-term bipartisan road funding solution this year. But did you hear the word? Bipartisan. That means the House Republicans and the Senate Democrats are going to have to agree on it. And based on where they're at, I don't know. We'll have to just wait and see. What do you guys think? Should they be forced to come up with a permanent, long-term, road funding, bipartisan solution to fixing roads and bridges as part of this upcoming 2026 budget? Text me a Y for yes, they should. Or no, it's a separate deal. Go ahead and pass the budget without coming up with a permanent road funding solution. Kick the can down the road. Yeah, I think that's the way to do it, to pass a budget to get the government to stay open. Absolutely. We'll get to your text messages. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Anthony Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. So far, just since the break, 21 people, unread messages. Every single one of you guys, all 21 of you, is a why for yes. They have got to do a road funding solution formula plan for this upcoming budget, fiscal year 2026, that will permanently change the way we fund the roads and bridge repairs in this state. Not one of you are willing to support them kicking the can down the road. Well, Gretchen Whitmer's survey was 72%. The people that I talked to that listened to my show were 100%. Enough's enough. We're sick and tired. We're sick and tired of playing games and using roads as a political football. Because that's basically what it is at this point. It has been forever. Elect me governor and I'll fix the damn roads. That was her campaign slogan in 2018. She used it again in 2022. This is 2025. We're going into basically her last year's budget of 2026. A year from right now, we will already know who our candidates are to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. August primary is over and done with. At this point, we're almost to a state convention to nominate Secretary of State and Attorney Generals, Democrats and Republicans, to run in November of next year. We're there, folks. So if this is the case, if this is the situation, it's very simple. It's got to be done now. I got a really interesting text message. Christine, downstate Northville area, she has a kitchen towel in her kitchen. Mike Duggan is still a Democrat. He may be running as an independent, but he is and always will be a Democrat. Besides, you said he supports ranked choice voting. Yes, he does. Well, that says it all. End of story. No more to talk about. That's who he is. Well, her kitchen towel, she took a picture of it. Not all fairy tales begin with once upon a time, quote unquote. Many fairy tales begin with, if elected, I promise, end quote. If elected, I promise to do this. Well, elect me governor and I'll fix the damn roads. She's still heading into basically her last budget for next year, 2026. She's not fixing the roads good enough. 24,500 miles of roads that have been repaired or improved, 1,900 bridges, doesn't even come close. Now, this is one thing I would like to ask Mike Duggan. What's your plan? You're running for governor as an independent. How are you going to fix the damn roads? How are you going to pay for it? Has anybody even asked this guy what his plan is? All he wants to say is, if elected governor, if the House and the Senate doesn't send me a budget by July 1st, their self-imposed deadline, their paycheck stop. They stop getting paid. That's what I'll do if I'm governor. Well, first of all, I don't even know if the governor has that authority. Number two, let's see how popular that is with the Republican senators, state representatives, as well as the Democrats. So, going to be very interesting. Another text message. Again, where is the lotto money? The lottery was supposed to fund the schools. So why are the schools getting sales tax, gas tax money at the pump? What about the license plate fees? Well, this is all very good questions. The bottom line is sales tax, personal corporate income tax, all of the revenue that goes into the state treasury. Obviously, roads has not been a priority. Folks, when you got the Department of Health and Human Services with a $37 billion budget proposed and the school budget at $23 billion, those two areas, folks, when you add it up, come up to $60 billion. $60 billion of the proposed $82 billion. You're looking at three quarters of the proposed budget coming from those two areas. Final hour of today's show. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000,